大家跟我们呢，在你寻找罗马书第十二章第一节到第十三节，请大概打开那个圣经，找到以后一同站立。
Everybody, please stand up. We're going to read Romans chapter 12, 1 through 3.
罗马书的十二章第一节到第三节。
Romans chapter 12, 1 through 3.
这个圣经是在283页。
Bilingual is 283, page 283, bilingual.
Okay, good. Yeah, good.
Yeah. Your Bible might have different pages.
Yeah, okay. 跟大家，请大家跟我一起念中文，然后跟赵老师一起念英文。
You read Chinese first, then read English. Just reverse the normal routine.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的良善、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。哦，我对不起，我凭着自我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所单看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
Okay, everybody together. Therefore, I urge you, brother, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove that God's will is His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with subject judgment.In accordance with the measure of faith God has given you.
Okay. 谢谢大家。
Thank you.
请大家去坐。
Please be seated.
很明显的，连这个带领查经，你可以看到我真的是有点紧张的。
You can see that we are both very nervous because we just keep you nervous in Chinese, I feel nervous in English. That's not our routine of translation.
但是这个紧张马上就会失去的。
This will be gone in a few minutes.
因为我们都是借着神同一个圣灵来带领我们正道。
Because we are speaking, but our souls come from the same soul, which is God.
今天呢，我先用这样一个故事给大家开始，就是马太福音的21:28-31.
I will start with the story in Matthew chapter 21.
这里讲到有两个儿子的故事。
There's the two sons in the story.
这两个儿子呢，他父亲对他大儿子讲说，今天我要让你到葡萄园里去做工。
The father told the elder son, say, I want you to go work in the garden today.
但他儿子说我不去。
The son says, no, I won't go.
但是回头就懊悔了，还是改变心意去了。
Then the old son regretted that he went later.
然后这个父亲又对他的小儿子说，他说我要让你到葡萄园去做工。
Then he told the youngest son, I want you to work in the garden.
然后他的儿子说我去。
Then the son says, yes, I will go.
可是实际上他却没去。
But actually he didn't go.
这两个儿子哪一个是好儿子？
Compared to two sons, which one do you think is the best one?
Good.
The older son or the younger one?
因为这里头两个孩子，老大孩子是，我们如果用一个词给他归纳起来，叫做他是回心转意。
Okay, the first one we can tell he regretted, he repent.
然后第二个这个小儿子呢，他所做的事情是口是心非。
The second one that his mouth talk one thing and act the other.
因为这个大儿子他虽然说他不去，这是在他表面上的行为，可是他实际上后来后悔了，知道。父亲让他做的事情是对的，所以他还是去了。
The old son, first he said no, but later he repented and regretted and he actually went.
这个小儿子呢，虽然口里头承认说好，我愿意做，我愿意做，可是实际行动却没有表现出来。
The The youngest son says, yes, yes, I will go, I will go. Then later, his action shows he never went.
为什么讲这故事呢？因为我们每一个人都有这样一个成长的过程。
Why should I tell the story about this two sons? Because it reflected the growth of our spiritual life.
我们每一个人都曾经口是心非过。
Every one of us had the experience of acting like the younger son.
但是同时我们每个人也有一个回心转意的过程。
But meanwhile, all of us will have experience of repenting and regretting.
今天每一个人能够在这里来，大多数你们都是信主的。
All of you here are Christians.
可每一个信主的人都是有过一个重生的经历。
But all of us have a regeneration experience.
所以呢，如果大家每个人有这个节目单的话，请您翻开里头的这个插页。
If you have a program, please open the middle of it. There is a...insertion here.
这个里头有这样几个方块，上面都有个字母 R， 回头我会解释这是什么意思。
There are four squares. Each one have R to start with it.
中间的这个呢，写着 regeneration， 就是重生的意思。
The middle one says regeneration, which means renew your life.
看了这个节目单，我想起我们这个教会的秘书这个 Louise Green， 我特别的要感谢他，他把这个工作做得非常好。
I want to give a special thanks to Louise. She did a wonderful job here to design and put this chart for us.
实际上我们这个教会有许许多多的人，不仅仅是作为秘书，作为这个音乐的指导，像 Mary 或者是其他很多人的各项的事工，我们有些时候都没有去细想仔细的来感谢他们。
A lot of times we have a lot of people in the church. They dedicate their to the church service, like Louise, like secretary, and like the musical instructors and all those leaders that we took them for granted. We never get a chance to say thanks to them.
所以呢，今天我们待会看往下面学习了解这四个字母 R 的时候，我们就会学会更加的欣赏我们教会当中每一个人所做的工作。
When we're going on with understanding those four R's, we're going to appreciate all the works they have done for us.
那么我们每个人都会有一个重生的经历，就是中间这个重生，这是现真的一个门。
We all have the experience of regeneration, and here, look at the square in the middle. There's four doors.
那么我们每一个人曾经都去在没有信主之前，我们是属于这个世界的。
Before we become the Christian, we are conformed to the whole world.
我们都来效法这个世界。
We all follow the world.
这是什么意思呢？就是说
，What does that mean?
我们每一个人都会贪图世上的享受。
Because we all enjoy the pleasure of the flesh.
我们都曾经去使用世界上的智慧。
We all use the earthly wisdom.
然后我们用世界上的标准来衡量自己。
We all measure our behaviors with the worldly standards.
比如说，在约翰福音的一章第二节，第二章第十五节，说到说，神让我们不要去爱世界和这世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他心里头了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵循神的旨意是永远长存。
Look at John 1st, chapter 2:15. Have no love for the world or for the things which are in the world. If any man has love for the world, the love for the Father is not in him.Because everything in the world, the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not in the Father, but of the world. And the world and its desires is coming to an end. And he who does God's pleasure is living forever.
我们每一个人，哪一个人在他的生命过程中，有没有一段时间，我们都去体贴肉体的情欲，我们眼目的情欲？我们去相信自己今生的骄傲。
Have we had an experience in our life that we trusted the desire, we follow the desire of our flesh, desire of our eyes, and the pride of our life?
我们都曾经做像这个罗马书十三章十三节讲的说，他告诫我们，我们人呢，要行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，让我们不要去欢宴醉酒，不可好色淫荡，不可增进妒忌。总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体的安排去放纵私意。
like Romans chapter 13 and 13 said, with right behavior as in the day, not in pleasure making and drinking, not in bad company and unclear behavior, not in fighting and envy. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and do not give thoughts to the flesh to do its desires.
我们都认为这个世上我们所能够享受的东西是很好的，我们所能够眼睛看到的，肉体感触到的，我们都不愿意放弃。
We all do not want to give up the flesh pleasure and the eye pleasure and the pride of life, all those things we treasure so much.
我们做这些事情都是在我们进这个重生之门以前的事情。
All those things we did, the pleasure we enjoy is before we become a Christian, before we are reborn.
因为我们在这个重生之前，我们都想用自己的智慧来生活。
Because before we are reborn, we all want to live with our wisdom, our worldly wisdom.
因为如果你看一下这个我们自己，特别是大陆来的人，哪个人不是曾经有听过这样一句话说，学好数理化，走遍天下都不怕。
We all, especially people from mainland China, we all heard the phrase which is very popular in China. It means if you study well science and math, and you can go all over the world without being defeated anywhere.
换句话说，就是说你掌握了知识了以后，你就可以找到一个好工作，你就有一个稳定的生活，然后你就可以享受你所该享受的东西。
In other words, what this phrase says is if you have knowledge and technology, you can conquer the world. You can have a good life, you have a good job, a good pace, and enjoy life.
可是如果我们看一下哥林多前书的第一章第二十节，他这里说到说，智慧人在哪里？文士在哪里？这世上的辩士在哪里？神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？世人凭着自己的智慧却不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。
But look at what the wisdom say. We talk about wisdom. Let's look at the Corinthians 1 chapter 120. It says, where is the wise? Where is he who has knowledge of the law? Where is the man of the world who has the love for discussion? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For because by the purpose of God, the world with all its wisdom, and not the knowledge of God, is God's pleasure, but by foolish a thing as preaching to give salvation to those who had faith in him.
换句话说呢，如果你人要凭着自己所学的这些知识和你所世俗所得到的智慧，你想用这些来过你的人生的话，那神说用这些智慧和这些知识的话，这些跟神的智慧来比是愚拙的。
In other words, it says here, you think you have the wisdom to live your good life, but all the wisdom you have, all the knowledge you have compared to God's wisdom, those are foolish knowledge.
但是反过来，如果你要是掌握了这些知识，有了这些智慧，但是你却愿意让神的智慧来带领你的话，这里说神就会让你用所当作愚拙的这些道理来拯救那些信的人，这就变成是神的智慧了。
But in the other side, if you let God choose you with the knowledge and wisdom you have, then you can use the wisdom that God gave to youand to save those people that think that those knowledge might be foolish, and use this to as a tool of salvation for people that do not believe in God.
所以说我们在每个人重生之前，我们都去效法这个世界，贪图这世上的享受，我们都会用世上的智慧来过我们的一生。
Before we became Christian, before we were reborn, we always depend and rely on the wisdom we have, on thinking those would bring us pleasure and a good life.
而且我们每个人还凭着这世上的标准来判断和衡量自己。
Not only that, we also judge the world with the worldly standards.
这就为什么哥林多后书十章二节他特别的提醒我们说，有人以为我是凭着血气行事，我也以为必须用勇敢待这等的人，求你们不要叫我在你们那里的时候有这样的勇敢，因为我们虽然是在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。罗马林后十章第二节。
But let's look at the Corinthians 2 chapter 10 and 2. It says, yes, I make my request to you, so that when I am with you, I may not be have to have make use of the authority which may be needed against some to whom we seem to be walking after the flesh. For though we may be living in the flesh, we are not fighting after the way of the flesh.
所以说我们每一个人都有要经历这个走从神，就是要放弃我们自己在世上的一些贪恋，世界上所谓的智慧，还有仅凭自己世界上的标准来衡量自己。
So if we want to be reborn, we have to give up something like the flesh desire and our standards of the world and give us chance to have a reborn.
当我们进入了这个重生的大门之后，我们就会进去，然后我们就看到这样四个房间。
Once you enter into the room of regeneration, you can see four rooms there.
所说的这个重生，用英文也可以讲是 born again.
If you're talking about the regeneration, in English we say born again.
那每个人重生的时间都不一样，像一个星期五晚上 Karen 跟我们分享说她是四岁的时候重生的。
Each person was get the opportunity to be reborn in different ages. Like one time Karen shared with us that she got the opportunity to be reborn at the age of four.
那我知道以前林牧师跟我们证道的时候，他跟我们见证他是14岁的时候信主的。
Pastor Ted told us he became Christian at the age of 14.
我自己本人是24岁的时候信主的。
John was at the age of 24.
那么还有一个人 Dr. Larry Spargimino 前段时间跟我们证道的时候讲说他带领一个人是104岁才信主的。
Another preacher told us when he converted somebody to Christian, that person was 104 years old.
但是每个人重生的经验重生的时候不一样，这个不要紧的。
It doesn't matter when you are converted to be a Christian.
但是每个人都必须要走过这个重生的大门。
But these four doors, everybody has to go through.
我们昨天又看到另外四位弟兄姐妹走进去这个重生的大门。
We were so delighted yesterday to see four brothers and sisters went through this door yesterday.
Jenny, Leon, Eva, and John White.
Jenny, Eva, Leon, and Baigan.
Luca, 五个呢陈祥辉太太昨天也是有这个重生的经历
five,
走进了这个大门
Five, 陈祥辉's wife also went through this gate yesterday
所以总共有五位
Total five was committed themselves yesterday
换句话说我们每个人在我们生活的过程当中有一天要走过这个重生的大门要经历神给我们有着重生和蜕变的经验
We all have to have one chance in our life that it goes through the gate and become regenerated.
那很多人刚信主的时候心中火热，很愿意跟神建立关系。
A lot of us, when we just become Christian newly, new Christian, baby Christian, we are full of enthusiasm.
可是有些人他经历成了这个基督徒以后，过了一段时间呢，这个火热渐渐的淡失，最后呢还打了退堂鼓。
But some of us, after become Christian for a while, gradually the zeal, the enthusiasm declining, and they finally dropped out.
这是为什么呢
？Why?
如果我们来看看这四个 R 的话，第一个 R 你可以在这个 R 上面填上说，这是一个 relationship， 是一个建立关系的房间。
You look at the first R. The R means relationship. This is the first chance that you establish relationship with God.
当你走进这重生的大门之后，你开始跟神建立了关系，你是神的儿女。
After you establish the relationship with God, you are God's children.
那我们知道，每个人刚刚重生的时候，这灵里头的重生，就像我们每个婴孩刚刚出生的时候很幼小，他需要吃奶。
The reborn, just like a little child, a baby, when they're just born, they need the milk.
他们刚刚开始信主的时候心中火热但同时他们的生活他们的生命完全要依赖于神的话语要在神的话语来不断地跟他们灌输
They are new, the newborn they need God's words to nutrition their body just like the baby needs fresh milk
这就是为什么在彼得前书的二章一节说到所以你们既除去一切的苦恶诡诈并假善嫉妒和一切诽谤的话就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样叫你们因此渐长以至于得救
Therefore Peter 1 chapter 2:1 said So putting away all wrongdoing and all tricks and deceits and envies and evil talk be full of desires for the true milk of the world as babies at their mother's breast so that you may go on to salvation
注意到这里他说要喝的是那纯净的灵奶。
Remember it, we talk about here is pure milk.
换句话说这本圣经你要百分之百的来相信才可以。
In other words, you have to believe in the Bible with 100% faith.
不能说我出掉这个两章三章我把它抽掉因为我不喜欢这里头所讲的。
You shouldn't say, okay, I'll drop this chapter and that chapter because I don't particularly like those two chapters.
这个灵奶是一个纯子全子奶不是这个去子的奶。
This is the milk, it's the whole milk, not the deducted milk.
不是 2%, 2% 的
not 1%, not 2% of skim milk.
Okay, 是百分之百的纯净的灵奶。
It's 100% whole milk.
因为他小孩子的成长在这里头属灵上讲说你要靠的是这个全脂的奶粉来成长。
Because when the baby grows, you have to depend on the full nutrition, the whole milk.
在走进去大门之前所有的这些苦毒嫉妒诡诈假善全部都要放去你要用的是这个圣经里头的灵奶。
Before you enter into this gate, you have to use the spiritual milk and you have to get rid of all the deceits and the envies and the evil talk and evil doings.
所以在这个关系史里头我们人人都很愿意去追求神的旨意因为我们都专注在神的身上。
And in this relationship, in this box, we have to pursue God's pure and holy spirit.
我们很愿意这样子做因为我们都还像个孩童一样。
We are all willing to do that. Why? Because we are a little baby there.
但是呢我们不能够一直只做这个小孩子
but we cannot stay in the baby stage forever
我们不能够一直只是靠奶长大
we could not always rely on milk all our lives
我们都还要吃肉的
one day we're going to eat meat
这个是保罗他在圣经里头特别跟大家分享的跟当时教会的人说你们对这些灵里头没有成长的人他说你们不能光喝奶你要是只喝奶不吃肉的话我只是给你喂奶是长不大的。
Paul told the people says you have to grow you have to getting one day to start to feed those people with milk not just milk if you always feed those people with milk they never grow
这就为什么我们从这个关系史以后接下来往右边这个 R 叫做 room ofresponsibility 要开始来承担这个责任。
Then after you grow you get into the second stage which is the room of responsibility.
我们刚才看到这许多很可爱的小朋友他们那么小可是他们从某种意义上讲开始已经承担这个教会的一个责任了给我们奉献特殊音乐。
You know even the little children we have here today and they even though they are so young but they take responsibility of a service here today to present the special music for us.
我们在灵里头的成长每个人也都是有经历这个婴孩阶段做孩子的时候但同时我们也会成长逐渐的成为十几岁的小孩子青少年的这个时候
In Christian spiritual life everybody has to go through the young baby's age and grow up become teenager it's a definite step you have to go through
当我们开始长大的时候我们开始特别注重自己的行为要为自己的行为负责
After we grow up we have to be responsible for our behaviors
因为你小孩子的时候你做错事情人家说哦，这是孩子的行为
because when you're a child if you make any mistakes and people can forgive you very easily say this is just a child
childishness、但是你长大了以后你开始对自己的行为不负责了这就不是叫小孩子幼稚的行为这是一个愚蠢的行为
but after you grow up you make the same mistake people would not call it a childish behavior anymore they call it irresponsibility behavior
我们来看看这个帖撒罗尼迦前书的第四章第三节这里说到他说神的旨意就是要为你们成为圣洁远避行淫行要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体不放纵私欲的邪情像那些不认识神的外邦人
Let's look at Thessalonians 1:4-3 For the purpose of God for you is this that you may be holy and may keep yourself from the desires of the flesh so that every one of you may keep his body holy and in honorNot in the passion of evil desires like the Gentiles who have no knowledge of God.
换句话说，在这个责任史里头，你开始要注重自己的生活行为，要成为圣洁。
In other words, in the room of responsibility, you have to pay attention to your behavior. You are responsible for your behavior.
这里头约翰福音第七章第十七节还告诫我们，不仅我们要生活成为圣洁，并且我们心里头不能有不义。约翰福音第七章第十七节这样讲，他说，人若立志遵守他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。人凭着自己说，只是求自己的荣耀，唯有求那差他来的者的荣耀，这人就是真的，在他心里头没有不义。
Okay, we do not only have to be responsible for our behavior, we also have to be responsible for our thinking. In John chapter 7:17 says, if any man is ready to do God's pleasure, he will have knowledge of the teaching and of where it comes from God or from myself. The man whose words come from himself is looking for glory for himself, but he who is looking for the glory of him,who sent him, that man is true and there is no evil in him.
所以说你进入了这个责任史以后，这个关系史是神要让我们每个人都进去的，我们一定要跟神建立关系，天天查圣经，来这里来崇拜，这是我们神跟神建立关系的时候。
The first room, responsibility room, everybody has to get into there, because once you get into there, you have to be established a relationship with God and pray every day and study Bible every day, and that's the room we can get into for everybody.
可是我们大多数在座的人都已经在进入了这个责任时，多多少少承担这个责任。
But we all have to go to the second room, which is take responsibility.
因为大多数的人愿意在这个教会里头星期五晚上带食品来，周日主日的时候，就连包括我们印刷这个节目单，还有收拾我们这个每个座位底下的这个圣经，这些都需要有人来做工作，这是责任史。
The second room is talking about your responsibilities in the churchLike we do early in the morning, during the Fridays, you bring food to the fellowship and we print all the papers together and tidy after the church is over, tidying all the books and put everything in order. All those are responsibilities. We all have to participate.
所以我们不仅为我们的行为负责，我们也为我们的活动负责。
We are not only responsible for our behavior, we are also responsible for our activities.
我们在这个责任史里头特别注重我们周围的活动，我们教会的节目，甚至有很多教会它是注重它的建筑物建设这个殿堂。
A lot of people pay attention to the programs, and some of even pay attention to the buildings, the structures of the buildings in the church.
所以在这个房间里头是很重要。
So this room is very important as well.
但是我们要知道，这些活动、这些节目、这些建筑物，有一天都会失去的。
But we know all those programs, buildings, and everything, they will be gone one day.
唯一长存的、永恒存在的，就是神、神的道和人。
There's one thing that will be exist forever, eternal. That is God's truth.
还有人、人的灵魂。
And our Holy Spirit.
所以我们。搞活动，我们做节目，我们建设一个建筑物是很重要的，但不要把这个作为目的本身。
Our church activity is very important, like buildings, set of activities, programs, set of all kinds of programs. Those are important, but that's not the real meaning of it.
教会的主要目的是为了扩展神的国度，要把他的福音传遍地极。
Our main goal, our essential goal, is spread God's news, good news.All of the world to the end of the earth.
这就是为我们接下来要谈第三个房间，在您的左边，这叫做延伸史，就是延伸成长。
Then the third room we can talk about is the extended room.
The room of reproduction.
The room of reproduction.
重新延伸。让我用这样一个比喻来跟大家讲延伸史的意思。
I would use a method to tell people about the reproduction room.
在座的很多人都是做生意的，或者是跟这个一个公司的运作有关的。
A lot of you working here either work for a company or involved in business world.
所以我们知道做生意要靠两样东西。 Tony 是开餐馆，你知道一定要有钱替你做，第二个你一定要有人替你做工。
For a business, you need two major factors. First, you have to have money, you have the fund, right? Second, you have the people to work for you.
我们如何才能延伸，才能够使更多的人能够接近神国，进入神国？
What can we do to make more people, draw more people to God, to reproduce God's business?
我们一定要把我们自己的生命注入这个人的生命，要投资在别人的人的生命上。
We have to put our life into other people's life.
这样子我们才能够看到我们自己的生命得到延伸，就是重复的来生产出像你这样的人。
Like we reproduce ourselves through other people's life. In other words, we extend God's news through the other people so they can go out and reproduce the new generations. So through this process, we generate more people and spread more good news to the world.
比如说主日学的老师，他们就是在一种延伸的过程，就是在教导人，让他们能够更多人来模仿他们的生命活动。
Sunday school teachers are doing this work. They are teaching more people to reproduce their life and lifestyles.
还有其他很多人，他会去探访别人，去关心别人，到医院里头去看这些生病的人，他就是让他们能感受到神的爱。
We also do a lot of visitations. We visit the people that is in the hospital, visit the people who is in difficulty, and all those visitations are the way to show our love and care and passion for God.
这些都是你在人的身上投资的表现。
Those are the way that we invest your spiritual life into other people's life.
当你使得这些人的生命能够增加，能够翻倍，神国也就扩张了。
If you put your spiritual life into those people's life and their life flourish, then God's kingdom was extended.
在我们的钱财上面，怎么使钱财能为我们工作？我们之所以交十一税，并不是说神需要我们的钱，而是我们在遵循十一岁的这要求以后，我们把这钱奉献给神国，神国会把这个钱放到差遣宣教士做到各种各样的这个教会的活动上面。
Then talk about the tithe. You think God needs your money there? No, God just wants you to put your money there to show your faith, and God is going to use that money to reproduce, send out for outreach, for the missionaries go all over the world to let people know that God is their savior, and that's the purpose of paying your tithe for.
可是我们大多数人都愿意只是待在这个责任室里头，或者是待在这个关系室里头，我们没有人愿意走进去这个延伸室里头。
Most people would like to stay in the first room and second room. A lot of people are not kind of hesitate to move into the third room, which is a reproduction room.
因为你要达到延伸的目的，你要做很多的投资，有些时候你自己不愿意在时间上和精力上做牺牲。
Because to enter the room you have to sacrifice a lot of, sometimes sacrifice your life, your time, your energy.
你要预备一个主日学的简章，你可能要花两个小时的时间。
To prepare a Sunday school teaching, you might spend 2 hours to prepare for the lesson.
你像我这样子要证道的话，我每次要至少准备10到15个小时的时间。
To prepare a sermon like that, I have to spend more than 10 hours each time.
可能光打字就得2个小时。
Typing itself might take 2 hours.
有些时候探访要花时间的。
Sometimes visitation also take a lot of times too.
因为别人方便的时间不见得是你方便的时间。
Because the time convenient to you may not be convenient to the other people.
而探访却是如此的重要，因为别人有这个需要，你要去关心他们的需要。
But visitation is one of the major important factors in the church to outreach, because when they are in difficulty, when they are facing problems, you need to visit them.
但是如果我们愿意做这些牺牲的话，我们就会看到有更多的人能够重生。
But if we are willing to sacrifice our time and effort, we can see more people come to enter into God's kingdom, and God's kingdom will have reproduction work done. better.
我们在座的有许多人都是做父母的，有些人可能都是做祖父祖母的。我们多么的喜乐看到我们自己的生命从这个肉体上讲得到重生，看到新的一代，然后还有新的下一代人。
And some of you are parents, some of you are even grandparents here. You probably experience that the delightfulness, the joy of having the new generation, new life born from you, come from you, extended from you.
小孩子如此的可爱。
The children are so lovely.
可是如果我们把同样的观念放在这个属灵的身上，我们就看到我们自己的生命从属灵上意义上可以看到有更多人有重生，走进这重生的大门，神国里头有更多的婴孩。
If we carry the same spirit that we have carried in the family reproduction into God's word, God's business, then we can see more people get chance to reborn and through your spirit and your spirit to reproduce more people, and that way you can enjoy the delightfulness, the joy of reproduction.
如果我们这样子做的话，我们就每个人都得到桃李满天下。
If we all have make our effort here, we all enjoy the Chinese saying, all the flowers and flourish through you all over the world.
因为我们这里头加拉太书的第五章二十二节说，所说的结的果子桃李满天下是什么意思呢？因为圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。加拉太书的第五章第二十二节。
Okay, look at Galatians chapter 5:24. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and quiet mind, kind acts, well-doing, faith, gentle behavior, controls over desires.
你怎么能够去把仁爱、恩、喜乐、和平、仁慈、良善、信实等等的，如何把这些变成一个果子，让别人能够看得到，让别人能够尝到
？How do you produce the fruit and let people taste the fruit of love, joy, peace, and quiet mind, kind acts, and well doing, and faith? All those. How do you show those qualities to people? You have to do it.
因为这一节的最后一句话说。这一样的事情没有律法禁止。
Because it says there is no laws to prohibit this kind of behavior.
换句话说，你做不做，你做的是对还是错，实际上没有律法上做限制。
In other words, the word law was not going to measure or control your behavior here in this standard.
但你必须要活出基督的样式，你才能够得到这些的水果，这些的结果。
But you have to live like Jesus, so you can produce the products like that here, like love, peace, joy, and all the good products.
所以在我们说，在第一个房间，我们的这个关系室里头，我们都专注神，要去寻求神的旨意。
Therefore, we talk about in the first room, you're going to be looking for God's will.
Room of relationship.
The first room, the first room of relationship, you have to seek God's will.
然后在第二个房间右边这个责任室里头，我们开始注重我们周围的活动，我们的节目，我们的建筑，我们教会所做的所有事情。
And the second room, the room of responsibility, you have to pay attention to your programs, your behaviors, the activities, all the things we do at church.
这些是我们在执行神的旨意的表现。
Those activities indicate we are carrying out God's will.
然后在这第三个房间，就是这个延伸室的时候，我们开始注重别人。
In the third room, which is reproduction room, we pay attention to the other people.
因为我们要把我们的生命来投资在他们的生命当中。
Because we are investing our life into other people's lives.
那这三个房间很多人都还蛮愿意进去的。这最后一个房间是叫做更新蜕变室，是很多人不愿意进去的。
The third room, we have quite a bit of people like to get into it, but the fourth room, a lot of people will be very hesitant to get into, which is the renewal, regenerate room.
因为在这个更新蜕变室里头，神要求让你在专注自己了。
Because in the regeneration, room of regeneration, God wants you to go back and focus yourself again.
换句话说，你这个时候要时刻的省察自己，把自己的这个品行行为 来跟神的标准做对照，看看自己处于什么样一个状况。
Why is it so difficult? Because at this stage, God wants you to examine yourself and compare your behavior, your thinking, your thoughts to God's standards.
因为你说好，我时不时的我要回来到这个责任的里头，跟神建立关系，培养这个关系。
You said, okay, once in a while we like to come back to the room of responsibility, re-establish the relationship with God again.
然后呢，神要我去做这个事情，做那些事情，去做侍奉，好，我愿意承担这些责任。
Then you talk about the second room, God asks you to take some responsibility, you say, okay, I would like to do it.
那也许你说好，我愿意做这些责任，我愿意为神工作。
You would say, okay, I would like to commit myself for all the responsibilities that God give to me.
可是我们却不愿意使自己能够更加的亲近神，更加的像神，因为这是圣经要求我们做的，更加效法像他的主耶稣基督。
But we would not like to be in the room where we have to live like Jesus and confirm ourselves completely to his style and his life.
换句话说， we rather work for God than to be more like God.
那换句话说就是说，我们愿意为神工作，但是不愿意活得神，活得像神的样式。
可是神之所以要带领你走过这个关系史，走过这个责任史，走进这个延伸史，他的最终目的是要让你更像他的独子耶稣基督。
But the reason God wants you to go through the first three rooms, the whole purpose is bring you to the fourth room, which is live more like Jesus.
这是神最终目的，要让我每个人成为基督徒的，更加的去体验神的品性品格是什么， the character of God.
That's God's alternative purpose. Ultimately, he wants us to be close to him, to know his personality characteristics, and to be like him.
我们来看看罗马书第六章第十三节到第十九节有这样子说。
Okay, let's look at Romans chapter 6 and 13.
因为在这个更新对变史里头，神要让我们做他义的器具。
Because in the fourth room, God wants to be his tool.
Instrument of righteousness.
God wants us to be his instruments of righteousness.
因为十三节讲到，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪，做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
And Romans chapter 6 and 13 says, Do not give your bodies to sin as an instrument of wrongdoing, but give yourself to God as those who are living from the dead, and your body as an instrument of righteousness to God.
在这个房间里头，神还要让我们做顺命的奴仆，因为在第十六节里头讲说，岂不晓得你们献上自己作为奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以至于成义。
And in this room, not only being obedient to be the instrument of righteousness, we also have to be the servant of obedience. Because Romans chapter 6 and 16 says, Are you not conscious that you are the servants of him to whom you give yourself to do his desires? If to sin, the end being death,And if to do the desire of God, the end being righteousness.
最后神还要让我们去做义的奴仆，因为在十九节里头他说，我因你们肉体的软弱，就让人的残话对你们说，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法的做奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。
And then he also wants in the last room, he also wants to be the servant to righteousness. Because Romans chapter 6 and 19 says, I'm using words in the way of man because your flesh is feeble. As you gave your bodies as servants to what is unclean and to evil to do evil. So now give them as servants to righteousness to do what is holy.
你们也许注意到今天我讲了很多的圣经里头的章节。
You probably noticed that I quoted lots of verses today.
可是不要把问题复杂化。
Don't make things too complicated.
说简单呢，在这个更新蜕变时，神就是让你随时随刻要能够去了解神自己的品性，他的 character。
The bottom line is.
上面找来找去看这些材料，你是看什么东西？
In the internet, when you browse through the internet, what kind of program interests you?
这个基督教和非基督教徒有什么区别？你的 viewing habits 有什么区别？有什么看的东西？
What is the difference between Christian and the non-Christian in the your viewing habits?
你是愿意去做这些罪的奴仆呢？沉溺于自己想做的这些事情呢，还是你愿意去做这个义的奴仆，去做神要让你做的事情？
You want to be the servant of the sin to enjoy the desire of the flesh, or to be the servant of righteousness to serve God?
因为这里头讲得很清楚，你愿意做罪的奴仆，结果是死；而愿意做顺命的奴仆，就是16节说以至于诚意。
In chapter 16 here, very clearly indicate that if you want to be the servant of sin, the cause at the end is death. But if you want to be the servant of God, and we can see we have the eternal life there.
所以在这最后一个延伸更新蜕变时里头，我们又专注到自己，看到我们自己跟神比较起来，我们多少的不足。
In the fourth room, you can see you can compare your life with God's life. You can see how much you are short of God's glory.
那我们每一个人在灵命上讲，我们现在身处于哪个房间，是要我让你们每一个人思想的。
Now I want everybody to re-examine yourself to see which room you are in, which stage you are in now.
可是不要因为你在下一个房间，你就觉得比别人更成熟一点。
Don't think you are in the third room, you are more mature than people in the second room.
因为我们目的不是要彼此来对照。
Our purpose here is not to make comparison between brothers and sisters.
就像我说的，我们之所以要发现我们自己身处于何事，是因为我们要更好的跟神比较。
If we want to know, find out which room we are in, the whole purpose is to know God's characteristics and personality. Let's be close to Him.
然后你向神祈求祷告，向神要。带你到下一个哪一个房间去
Then you pray to God, ask God to bring you to the next room.
所以这就是以下我要向你们做呼召的，就是说你们每一个人现在身处于何时，今后你要愿意让神带领到哪一个下一个房间。
My question here for this sermon today is which room you are in right now and which room you're going to move into next step.
在这个节目单底下哈，这个听到笔记，我有特别要求，卢医师帮我写一个我的祷告要求。如果你有个人的祷告要求，要个人让我特别为你祷告的话，请你在这写下来，然后把这个撕下来，交在这个 offering place 里头。
Okay, in the end of the insertion, we have some requests here. If you have any personal request, prayer request, you want Jiang Long to pray for you, make sure you write there and cut that part off and put in the offering plate.
接下来的呼召时间不是我对你们的呼召，是神向你们的呼召。
The call is not come from me, it's from God.
你每个人神在就用今天的信息跟你们的心沟通，你们是有什么样的反应？
God used this opportunity to communicate with you. What is your reaction?
愿神能够使用我们每一个人不断地检查我们自己现在所处是何时。
God wants us to examine ourselves to know which room we are in right now.
然后看神要让我们带领到下一个是哪一个。
And ask God to bring us to the next stage.
在大家站立祷告请大家一起跟我一起低头祷告一下。
Please pray with us together.
亲爱的主耶稣基督，实在感谢你今天早上的时光，你用你仆人的嘴传扬你自己的信息。
Dear Jesus, thank you very much this morning to use your servant mouth to preach your message.
今天我们圣经许许多的章节我们都走过来一遍。
We have gone through a lot of chapters and verses today.
这是神你自己的话语。
This is your words, dear God.
祈求神你让我们能够真正理解这些话语的意思。
Please help us to truly understand the verses that we went through today.
把它简单化。
And simplifies it.
让我们的生命能够活出这些话语的样式。
Let us follow those teachings. Let us live like you.
使得我们每一个人都能更加的亲近你。
Help us to be close to you.
更加像你。
More like you.
在以下的呼召的时候，我祈求神你感动这些人的心。
When we send the invitation, we ask God, dear God, please touch those people's hearts.
他们心中有负担，要决志信主的，求神你感动他的心，让他就到前面来。
If they have touched by you and send them to the front.
如果有一些人已经决志信主了，他有看到这个进入大门的需要，他愿意走入这个关系时，跟你建立这个关系。
If those Christians, they have the established relationship with you, they want to move to the next stage, they want to be close to you, establish relationship with you, and they want to respond to your invitation.
求神你带领他，感动他，有心来决志，受洗，也请他到前面来。
Please touch their heart, help them to have the heart to accept you, to accept you as your Savior, and touch their heart to go through the baptism.
我把以下的时光呼召的时候都交托给你。
Father, we give our times to you at this point.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
In Holy Jesus' name we pray. Amen.